Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It is 22 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, for this morning's On The Pace, I thought we'd catch up with young driver Michaela Barnes. She's one of the leading young drivers out in the Western Districts area, but her name has been missing from the form guides for a few weeks now, but that's not going to be the case for too much longer. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, Amanda.
Thank you for joining us. Now, the reason why your name's been out of the form guides is because you were involved in a really nasty race fall at Menangle back on Breeders' Challenge Day, which was almost 2 months ago. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good now. I'm back driving track work and back at work, so it's good. And hopefully we'll be back driving on the 4th of September.
Okay, so that means you miss the rest of the season. But just to go back to the fall on Breeders' Challenge Day, you were driving a horse called Ferdinand, and it was the last heat of the Rising Stars series as well. And on the home turn, there was a bit of carnage. Can you take us back through what happened?
Yeah, I was just getting taken into it really well. And Sean Grayling's horse, Kevin Bizzuto, cut its wind off and just come out and got us all. But there wasn't much we could all do. It was no one's fault. So.
And what were the injuries you sustained when from that fall?
I broke my cuboid in my foot. Right. Yeah, and that was the only injury I got.
Okay, so you come out of it pretty lucky, really, because have you had to have a bit of rehabilitation for that injury?
Yeah. Not too much, just have to rest it up for a while and have to wear a moon boot for 5 weeks.
Yeah, so you were limited to what you could do.
Yeah, very limited. I had to stay home and just rest it because I wasn't allowed to put any weight on it.
Yeah, how did you entertain yourself?
I sat at home, watched a lot of Netflix and stuff, and then went to Bathurst Trots every Wednesday.
Yeah. Was it nice to, you know, I know it wasn't nice that you had a fall, but was it nice to have a break, or are you itching to get back?
Yeah, it was nice to have a break because I got to go see my family and that while I was off. So that was really good, but I've kind of had enough now and I want to come back.
Yeah, well, it's good news, hopefully, that you do come back at the beginning of September. It is a shame you're going to miss the rest of this season, though, because you're having a good one as well. You reached 50 winners in your career, and you're also selected for the Rising Stars series again. So what was it like competing in the Rising Stars this year?
Yeah, no, it was really good. I was getting some of my stars and that, and I had an awesome week. It was really good.
Yeah, oh, great. And now being back by the beginning of September means you could be back for another tilt at the Indigenous Drivers Series, which this series has been pretty special to you because you won it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was good. I won it, I think, in 2017, and I was a bit worried I wasn't going to be able to go in it this year, and they put me out. But then they've spread the heats out a little bit more this year, so it benefited me, so hopefully I'll be able to be back and hopefully make the final.
Yeah, when's the next round of heats for the Indigenous series?
I think it's on maybe the 11th or 13th of September at Young.
Yeah. So we'll know by then if you'll be back. So because they've already run two rounds of heats for that, and you didn't compete in the first round either, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's cross fingers you're back for that one to take out that series again. Well, talking about everything sort of falling back into place for you, last night was pretty special at Bathurst. A horse called Kyle Shannon won. It's a horse you've won with before, and it's a horse he wins it always at the right time, doesn't he? And he's a special horse because he's named after your late father.
Yeah, no, he's really good. He's good for the family. The whole family watches him go around all the time. And this time back in, he's been going really well. So hopefully he just keeps on improving. But he seems to always come around on the special time. So it was really good.
Yeah, he's only a 3-year-old. And he's trained by Peter Bullock, who you work for. What are the plans with this horse? Just keep going, throughout the rest of the season. We've got a week and a bit to go.
Yeah, hopefully he just keep going because he's only just come back from a spell. And hopefully if we can win a few more the next season and that. So, yeah.
All right, and then hopefully in about 3 weeks you'll be driving him.
Yeah, I hope so. If they keep
Oh,
winning on him,
good.
he might have to retain the drive.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job, Glenn, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, that's good news to hear that you'll be back on track soon. We'll be looking out for your name in the form guides, Michaela. It's not nice when you have a fall, but luckily it wasn't too bad for you, and we look forward to seeing what you can do in the Indigenous Drivers Series as well. So thank you for your time this morning.
Yep, thanks heaps, Amanda.
So there you have it, Quasi, young Michaela Barnes. She's driven over 50 winners in her career,
Right.
was involved in an unfortunate fall at Menangle a couple of months ago, but she is ready to return.
Fantastic. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You will look forward to it. Thanks, Quasi.